What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I am your host, Heather McMahon. I am zip, zap, zopping. I got a steroid shot in my ass for just general wellness and to fight off this sinus infection that I know is trying to creep up. But you know what? It's the new year, and we're not going to fuck around. Fuck around and find out. I dare you. I've been embarrassed for Satan for a long time, and he knew that I was having a stressful Christmas. A lot of things moving on behind the scenes, just a lot of things happening. And I said, you know what? I'm going away to the Cabos of San Lucas. So that means Cabo of with Lucas, sans or without. I don't know. I'm going to Cabo with my friend Cammy, who owns Show Me Your Moo Moo. We're doing a little photo shoot and we're getting away for a couple of days and I'm very excited. Ray's coming, Cammy and her husband, our friend Sophia and Liv. Jeff's coming. He's going to be a pain in the ass and we're going to giggle. Anyways, Christmas was more stressful than expected, okay? And then I woke up the other day with the worst sinus headache of my life. No fever, no nothing. I have no other ailments except my head wants to explode. I went to the doctor today. She goes, listen, bitch, you don't even have inflation in the nose. Your ears look great. The throat looks fantastic. No fever. I'm going to give you a steroid shot. That's my go-to. And I know that there is a medical professional listening who's probably saying, maybe don't juice up. I got to be honest with you, though. Let me get in here. I could easily have been addicted to roids. If you already know I'm great at weightlifting, you already know I'm great at moving heavy furniture, and if you give me a steroid shot, listen, I don't even know if you need one, and I'm not saying people should go get one, but if you haven't had a steroid shot in a while, about hour six, it hits you, and you're like, I'm ready to clean the garage. I mean, it makes you feel invincible, emotional. It's kind of like, did you ever take an Adderall in college or like yesterday when you didn't need it? And then it when it really peaks, when you hit that Adderall crescendo at like, what? The peak is what? At like hour four? You're a little high, hour one and two, three, four though. You're literally staring in the mirror, popping microscopic blackheads. And you're like, I am going to start investing in stocks and bonds. And you don't know what's happening to yourself, but you're like high and happy, but also feel like I'm not gonna fucking take it. Like I was just driving from CVS. Okay, hold on. I'm clearly speedballing, but we got to talk about something. I switched over to Publix Pharmacy. Shout out to Publix because the general demeanor and energy at my local Publix is fantastic. The faculty is amazing. The faculty, it's not a school, but you know what I mean? Just everybody who works there is fantastic. Truly fantastic. It is a little bit more out of the way for my drive. And I don't really love the parking. And you got to go into a really brightly lit pharmacy in the grocery store. I do love a CVS because then I can peruse, you know, and look at the elf makeup and shit like that for an hour. Anyways, I was closer to my CVS. So I said, fuck it. I'm just going to drop off my birth control refill. And, you know, I got a Z-Pack just in case. I always travel with a Z-Pack. And I went to my CVS and they just, it is the most negative. It is so negative. You walk in there and you can feel the energy. And like the carpet is so just wrong. The carpet is so filthy. And they tried to like redo a section of the CVS where they have like their new like wellness area and it has sleep apnea kits. Like you can go and get a sleep apnea machine at my local CVS, but of course, like you can't just take it home with you. You have to make sure you get a prescription for it, but you can test out the machines there. Because if you just take a random sleep apnea machine home, which if you don't know what that is, it's basically an oxygen tank that you sleep with, you're like your brain will explode. You know, if you don't put it on the right setting, your head will explode. My head feels like it's going to explode right now, but also I'm high as a kite. Anyways, I walk into my CVS and as soon as I take a step on that, what once was a light gray carpet and it is now just chocolate brown. It is just, it's a shit show. My CVS is a shit show and everybody there has a fucking sour attitude. And no matter when I go there, every time if I have a new prescription or an old prescription, they'll say, yeah, so your insurance isn't covering this. This birth control is actually going to be $180. Okay. I am recording this at 7 p.m. at night. Pharmacy closes in an hour. And I was like, I don't have time. I don't have time to go to Publix. And this is foolish. I should have planned it out better. But you know, when you drop off the prescription, nobody called me to say, hey, heads up, tink, tink, tink. We tried to run this. Something's going on with your insurance. And you know how it is. It's the start of the new year. The insurance rolls over or it doesn't. And then like half the shit that you usually take, you got to fucking call the insurance company January 2nd to be like, hey, can I have a little assistance here? So the woman's like, this is really expensive. I said, ma'am, it is cheaper than a baby. Also, I'm pretty infertile. So the only reason I'm actually on this is because I get horrific ovarian cysts because I have a hormonal imbalance. Because I crippled myself by being on birth control for 15 years. And then once I got off of it to freeze my eggs, all my hair was falling out. And I had such a bad ovarian cyst grow on my right utero that it exploded on an airplane, sent me to the hospital near Heathrow. So you know what? I'm going to have to just swallow my pride right now and spend the $180 at your dark, foreboding CVS with actually, like, you know, it's like carpet that if there was a flood and then nobody brought one of those machines in to suck up the water, like an HVAC machine. That is how I feel like this is a third world dungeon. Like we are back during, I don't know, one of the Renaissance periods after the bubonic plague has just hit and you kept the carpet. So the woman's like, I mean, we could call, but like, we probably can't get through to anybody till like tomorrow. I said, ma'am, I fly internationally tomorrow. And you know what I can't handle? I can't handle not being on the birth control and having a cyst rupture on another airplane. That's not the trauma I'm trying to step into this year. She was like, I'll look for a coupon. I like walked off. So I'm, you know, frantically looking for coupons for fucking low estrin. And I don't want to be on birth control. I would like to be off of it again, but it's the only thing that regulates me. I don't know what to do. I do well on birth control. And obviously I have fertility shit. My doctor says it doesn't affect my fertility. When Jeff and I are ready to start having a baby, you know, we're probably going to go surrogacy route with an embryo that we have if we can, because I've got a lot of issues, but if I can get pregnant, we're still going to actively try. At this point, I really would love twins, but I only have one embryo. So what should I do? Try and get pregnant on my own, put an embryo in another surrogate, because she's probably got a better chance of keeping the baby than I do. You know what I'm saying? With all my issues. So if we put it in her and then I just happen to get pregnant at the same time, guess what? Twins. Two for the price of $100,000. So that's how that works. I'm so excited about this new sponsor of the podcast. I'm talking about Print Fresh. Print Fresh is freaking awesome. They've sent me some great stuff. Print Fresh is a woman-owned, size-inclusive sleepwear and lifestyle brand made for lovers of pattern and seekers of cozy. Y'all know I love my freaking yummy Print Fresh pajamas. I don't mess around. I like it printed and I like it fresh and I like it cozy and I like it to fit me. And this is why I love Print Fresh. Keep it comfy this winter with sustainably made PJs featuring unique handcrafted prints, luxurious long sets, fabulous robes, and the best sleep shirts that are perfect for getting ready in for a night out or keeping cozy for an evening at home. Created by a textile designer and fashion entrepreneur, they basically have some of the best organic cotton loungewear and statement-making home decor and accessories that are full of personality. This is what I also love. With sizes from extra small to 6X, and free exchanges, everyone can find their perfect fit. And it's time to treat yourself this new year. Go to printfresh.com/absolutelynot or use code absolutelynot for 15% off your first order. See what's in store for the season and keep it cozy. Again, Print Fresh is a woman-owned, size-inclusive sleepwear and lifestyle brand. Sizes range from extra small to 6X. And I'm telling you right now, they have statement making home decor and accessories that are full of personality. You're going to freaking love them. I'm going to tell you what to do one more time. All you got to do is go to printfresh.com/absolutelynot or use code absolutelynot for 15% off your first order. I've told you over and over again, if you're in a bad mood, your blood sugar is either low or you're thirsty. And you know what I love? I love staying hydrated with my Liquid IV. It's a new year is here and there's no better way to kick off 2023 than by making sure you're feeling like your best self. Liquid IV is a category winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing from your daily routine. Dude, I can't tell you, I travel all over the country and I am low on magnesium and potassium and selenium and all the things. And you know what I do? I take a Liquid IV. I throw it in some water. All you got to do is take one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water, and it hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. You can drink water all day long, but if you're low on minerals, you ain't gonna feel good, boo-boo. It contains 5 essential vitamins like B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 25 million servings in 50 plus countries around the world. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco. You know we love a Costco moment. Or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code absolutely at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code absolutely at liquidiv, which is just I and the letter V. So use promo code absolutely at liquidiv.com. Now back to the podcast. Okay, so that's another thing. I don't want a single one of you little cunts calling in and being like, Heather, is this the year you have a baby? Did you listen to last week's episode? Nostradamus said we're going to be in a 6-month war. No, but for real, I would love to be off of it, but every time I've gotten off birth control, my body has shut down. I think I'm going to get off of it, and I don't know, I should not be sharing this publicly. Why would I ever do that? Why do I think that when I press record, this is a time to share my deepest, darkest, interpersonal thoughts? I will say this, though, and I've said this before. Like, obviously, when you see the comedy special that's going to come out soon, I talk about the fertility route and the infertility and what we've dealt with and, you know, what's been going on. But it's nothing is more frustrating to me than when people are like, why don't you have a kid yet? Okay, great. You go on the road and deal with the ovarian cyst and the fact that I have a wildly low egg count. And I'm on birth control right now just so my body doesn't explode. But I was watching Chef's Table, and one of the chefs was like, my family, you know, we were ready to start a family. And I think that's such a different way for a lot of us boss babes to look at things. Because I was like, I don't want a baby. I'm not craving a baby. I'm not craving pregnancy. I am not craving anything, but I'm craving a family. And I don't know what that looks like. You know, I told Jeff the other day, I said, when you say it like we want to build a family, that totally changes it for me. But what I like to, obviously, I'm going to try and get pregnant, but my body's not in a, it's, you know, mama's got a couple things with the PCOS. You know what? Saying. But if I could put that one embryo in somebody else and then I get pregnant at the same time, bada bing, bada boom. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I said all that to let you know that my literal dumpster fire of a CVS, that it's just an attitude. And I don't know why. And I realize I keep coming back to this CVS to like win it over. I'm like, today's the day I'm going to go in there and I'm going to make a joke. And one of these pharmacists is going to laugh. And the lady checking me out is going to smile. I genuinely go in there with a good attitude. When the woman was like, your birth control is going to be $180. I said, you know what? Cheaper than a baby. No laugh. No, laugh. And I realize there are also relationships in my life that I keep coming back. It's almost like you're an abused puppy, right? You keep coming back, trying to make it work. Keep coming back. And it's, and I know a character, maybe flaw and blessing of mine, that I give people 7th, 10th, 20th, 100th chances. But I think in the new year, it's kind of like guard my heart, but also life is too short. And this is not me like gossiping about people y'all know. This is totally behind the scenes stuff, like business shit. Like y'all don't know anybody that I'm speaking of. But I have realized that there have been a couple relationships where I keep coming back and I keep getting hit like a damn dog. And it's like my relationship with this fucking CVS. Why? Why do I keep going in there in an open-toed shoe, in a Birkenstock, and wondering why my feet, my toes are black on the way out and getting yelled at by the pharmacist saying that your insurance isn't covered? It was at Publix. It was at Publix. You know, why do I keep going back? I walked in the door and my mom goes, how did that go? Because she knows how gnarly this fucking CVS is. She knows. It is the most negative environment I have ever been in. The woman in line in front of me, Karen adjacent, was literally like, I have called you guys. I have come in for a consultation. My husband just had surgery. I just got to get this like blood pressure medicine. I mean, I felt bad for the woman. And they were like, ma'am, she's like, I came in at 8 a.m., handed you the prescription, and you said it'd be ready in an hour. And I came back at 6 p.m. just to give you the benefit of the doubt. And they're like, yeah, we don't. Can you give us another hour? Like, that's where we're at. And I think there is something going into this year where I had an epiphany last night. I couldn't sleep. And I've been really stressed out about this one relationship that I just realized I keep going back like a puppy who's getting hit. Like, why? Why do I keep going back to this to allow this person to treat me like shit? It's unbelievable. Not only in my CVS life, but in other parts of my life. So I just want everybody to remember, new year, new you. But if you need to take a second at the beginning of the year and not go back to that relationship where you know you keep trying with that person or you keep reaching out and they're not giving you anything and then they gaslight you and make you feel fucking crazy like you did something wrong, just take a minute and maybe you mute that relationship for the month of January. And then on the other end of it, I wake up in a hot sweat like, well, you know, everybody could die tomorrow. But I've realized I keep going back to some of these things, situations where it's not my problem. And now I've made it my problem. And people will project their own shit onto you because they're upset with their own shit. But don't be somebody's punching bag this year. Stand up for yourself. Lead with kindness, attitude of gratitude. But you can also tell people, you know what? When you get in a good space, then we can sit down and talk. But I'm not going to be your punching bag this year. And you know what? I'm fucking done with the CVS down the street. I'm done. It's an abusive relationship. You know, and I'll tinker around the little travel size products, even if I'm not shopping for a trip. And I have enough, you know, reusable bottles that I don't need. I have enough shampoo to put in a reusable bottle. It's just a waste of plastic for me to tinker around with a travel size. But I'm going to do it. I finally bought tampons. I free bled the other day. I didn't really, but when you're on birth control, sometimes you barely get like a period. And it was like light. And I was just, I kind of said, fuck it. I was home. I was cleaning the garage. I took a shower, you know. And I was like, Jeff, I need tampons. He's like, okay, well, like, are you on your period now? I was like, yes. He's like, well, do you have any left? And I was like, no, I'm just free bleeding. And he was like, what? Oh, it's like, it's light. Stop. I don't know. It kind of felt like I tapped into my feminine prowess. And I had a manic like snap the other day and cleaned that fucking garage. I was bleaching the baseboards, the stairs. I told Jeff all I want for my birthday is for one of those fancy companies to come in and like redo cabinets in our garage and then put down some like cool floor. You know, like people who like collect cars at those cool garage floors. I want it. I want it for the Jetta. She deserves it. So anyways, all I'm saying is if you need to take this weekend, you know, everyone's like, oh, sober January, whatever. Do whatever you got to do. But if that also means that you need to take a pause in some relationships that you just keep going back to trying to fix it because you're a fixer and you enjoy action steps and they're not giving you anything back to work with, then just bye-bye. For the meantime, it doesn't mean we can't work on it, but just save yourself the anxiety. I mean, I wake up at 3 a.m. stressed out about some shit. And I've started doing this little thing. It's a cheesy hack. Go with me here. But I leave a little notepad, a little journal right next to my bed. And so if I wake up at 3 a.m., I write down, I'm stressed about this business decision. I'm stressed about we don't have milk in the morning for a cappuccino. I'm stressed about bop. Write it down, close the book. And I've learned it is actually an incredible mind hack just to reset your brain. So if you need to do that, listen, if you don't want anybody to see it, if you're like, I'm worried about free bleeding all over the couch and I had to flip the, you know, the thing over, I didn't. But whatever it is, you know, if you're like, I'm worried I have a, I don't know, vaginal disorder, you can next morning take the little piece of paper, light a match, set that thing on fire, blow it out, throw it in the toilet, bada bang. Nobody has to know what's on there. But I think we all need to start doing a little brain dump, put it down. Bada bing, and just walk away from the CVS in your life. Doesn't mean we're not going to fix it. But I have also realized there are some relationships that are just constantly negative. And I am a very proactive, positive person. I'm like, okay, we can agree to disagree, but if you can't sit down with me and have a conversation like an adult, then we're not going to do this. I mean, there are two relationships right now in my life that are literally rooted in such negativity that I'm like, I can't, oh my God. Like there's always a problem and it's never their fault. And at some point you got to look at yourself in the mirror and go, I've done everything I can in this situation. And this person is not taking any self-accountability. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to guard my heart. I'm going to put this relationship on pause and I'm going to focus on what I need to focus on. And that's not being a bad person. I literally beat myself up all the time that I'm like not banging down somebody's door to try and save the day. And you know what? People don't do the same for me. So you know what? Fuck it. See you later, CVS. We're done here. From websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your business. Now, you heard on the podcast this week, Jerry Lynn started her own business. She's thriving. You know what she probably needs? The help of Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com/absolutely for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, use code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain when you go to squarespace.com/absolutely. Listen, I freaking love Squarespace. I built my websites with it. What's really cool is you can, if you have a small business, you can connect all of your social media to it. You can do email campaigns. You can collect donations. You can do social sharing. They have SEO tools, email campaigns, analytics. Like I love all of it. You can do mailing lists. And the biggest thing for me is it's got a mobile optimized website, which is great because I look at so much stuff on my phone. Squarespace just makes building an online presence so easy. It's such a no-brainer. Again, all you got to do is go to squarespace.com/absolutely. And then when you're ready to launch, use my code absolutely at checkout to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You will thank me later. Again, that is squarespace.com/absolutely for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You're welcome. If you're like me and you want to do a little cooking this year, you know what's going to become a pantry essential and staple that you didn't even know you needed, but you do need it? I'm talking about California prunes, baby. First off, they're an amazing healthy snack. And when you're in between meals and don't want something that's too carby or sugary, California prunes are perfect. They contain dietary fiber, plus nutrients to support good gut health, potassium to support heart health, and vitamin K, copper, and other antioxidants to support healthy bones. California prunes are a great ingredient for baking and cooking. I love using prunes in any sort of like baking dish that I'm making because you can reduce the amount of sugar or oil in a recipe by swapping in prunes and prune puree. Prunes are also delicious and have a rich, deep flavor that pairs beautifully with everything from espresso to chocolate to caramel and cinnamon. And prunes are terrific on a cheese or charcuterie board too. I think prunes are making a comeback. We need to have them in our life. You know what I mean? I love prunes, okay? Listen, visit www.californiaprunes.org for more information and delicious recipes, and pick up some California prunes on your next shopping trip for snacking, cooking, and baking. Again, if you're going to make a recipe, see if you can put some prunes in there instead of a cup of sugar, because I'm going to tell you what, your blood sugar is going to thank you for it. Visit californiaprunes.com for recipes, and be sure to look for California prunes at your favorite supermarket or specialty shop. Again, that's californiaprunes.org for cooking, snacking, baking, all the above, and check out in your local grocery store for those California prunes. I got you. You got me. Let's have something delicious like our California prunes. Okay. Off my soapbox. And also, if you have a light period and you just feel like letting it rip, do your thing. Feel very Yellowstone of me. Speaking of which, new season, 1898, 1923, whatever. It's dark. I'm three episodes in and it is so fucking dark. So I don't even know if I can continue. And Harrison Ford's in it, Helen Mirren, but it is twisted and fucking dark. And again, I got to live in the light, because seasonal depression will get you. But we got to live in the light. You know what I mean? What action steps are we doing? What's something we want to do? You want to learn salsa dance? Let's do a little salsa dance. Put on a little bachata and you know, do what you got to do. But I'm starting off a morning routine. I walk downstairs. I make my cappuccino. I put on Bossa Nova Morning, Italian Breakfast Cafe on Spotify, French Cafe on Spotify. You know, cocktail jazz is until the evening. But I put on a nice little, get a little rhythmic moment in the morning, soft, gentle, make a little protein, wolf that back, have a cappuccino. And I said, I'm going to reset. I take my Athletic Greens, duh. And I'm going to start my day positive. I'm going to end my night jotting down my worries, and I'm going to start my day on a positive note, because we can only control what? Our vaginas. And even sometimes that has a mind of its own. Okay. Anywho. Oh, also side note, I was at my nail shop the other day and a man came in selling kiwis. So I post this on Instagram. A lovely gal reaches out to me and she goes, did you know kiwis are a winter fruit? Damn it, if that isn't a way to positively look at it. One, I was a little perturbed that the man never offered me a fresh raw kiwi. I mean, he was raw dogging these kiwis. And the other people in the nail salon, this man, I believe, don't want a profile. I believe he was also Vietnamese, because my boy Ten, T-E-N, who does my nails, was like, I said, is that your boy? And he goes, yeah. And he came in and they were speaking Vietnamese to each other. So I'm going to guess kindred friends. And nobody bought the kiwis. And I said, listen, Ten, could you translate? I love a couple raw dogs. Yeah, I haven't had a kiwi. When was the last time you had a kiwi? Tell me. Well, I'll tell you this right now. If you're ever getting like a fruit cocktail, which usually 9 times out of 10, they fucking suck. It's always too much melon. The only time I want melon is if it's got prosciutto and mozzarella. If you know, you know. Sliced melon in the summer, a little fresh prosciutto. The fattiness of the prosciutto really counterbalances the nice sweetness of the melon. You get a little acidity from a piece of like Manchego cheese, Parmigiano Reggiano, a nice aged something or another, a touch of, you know, buffalo mozzarella. That's what I like. Whenever people do the melon in the fruit salad, it fucks me up. Also, melon is a highly sugary fruit. I'm more of a berries, kiwi kind of gal. If it's got a little nut and a seed, it might leave a little dark spot in one of my teeth. That's what I want to fuck with. But I was looking, I didn't realize kiwi's a winter fruit. And I'm over here going, well, fuck. I'd like palm me a couple of those bad boys. I'm ready to roll. We need to bring back fruit. You know what? Soraya, owner of Hen Mother, I know you're going to hear this. She makes a great fruit salad. Can we do a special something, a amuse-bouche of a kiwi, a winter fruit salad? Let's talk about it. I'll be in there next week, I'm sure. Anyways, so that was interesting. Get my nails done. Don't worry, the accent nail is gone. I have been heavily roasted. You guys literally skewered me and put me over a fucking live fire. I get it. I went for it. I leaned in. Okay. My usual guy, Tin, wasn't doing my nails that day, and BB was doing them. And she said, go for it. And I saw the joy in her eye and I said, I'm going for it. And I felt alive for the first time in a long time. And I can single-handedly say December was one of the hardest months for me. But that accent nail, every time I looked down, I said, I've got slim fingers, always have been, even at my fattest moment. And that accent nail just glimmers. It just highlights my piano player-esque fingers. But y'all tried to, I let you get in my head. Jackie Schimmel almost made me drive off a cliff. So now I'm back to my Ferrari red, which is truly who I am. A whore from the 80s. And I just, you know, things like that. Don't let the negativity get in your head. And this is the thing. I saw this great thing on TikTok. And it was like, sometimes people are just genuinely negative. Like, you know, when you're around that negative person where all they do is find other negative people and all they do is talk about problems, but it's never their problem. It is their problem, but it's everybody else's problem. Like, now that I've like dialed that in and I can figure it out, there are I will walk away from a negative conversation. Now, this is not me being not realistic, and we can sit around and be sarcastic as fuck and bitch and complain. That's the whole point of this fucking podcast. But you know that one neighbor, you see her. She's a Debbie Downer. You say, Carol, is that a new golden doodle? You get the golden doodle from the breeder in North Georgia? I sure did. I got the golden doodle, but let me tell you, you know, my husband's name is Carl. I'm Carol, he's Carl. He stubbed his toe over the Christmas break, moving the Christmas tree because the kitty cats are getting in it. He lost a nail, Heather. The nail turned purple. We thought we almost lost the foot. He lost the nail, Heather. Okay, Carol, I'm so sorry about Carl's toe. How's the golden doodle? What's her name? We don't know. We haven't named her yet. How long have you had her? This is me yelling from across the street. How long you had her? A month. You should name the fucking dog. You know, it's like, I have friends who like didn't name their babies and they're checking out the hospital and the hospital's like, you got 15 minutes to name this kid. How did you not name the fucking kid? You know what I'm talking about. You know that one person, maybe you run into them at your tennis club in line, picking up your kids for school at your office. And every time you see him, it's just, Carol lost a toe. And he didn't. He lost a toenail. We've all been there. I've lost a fingernail, a toenail, one bad stub in the middle of the night. It's a goner. It's a wrap. You know what I mean? Rest in peace. And you're like, I asked you about the golden doodle. And you're telling me that Carl lost a toenail. How did we get here? How did we get here? That's also another great thing. I should have said that in CVS tonight when they were like, insurance didn't take. It's going to be $190 for Lolo Estrin. I should have just thrown my hands up and gone, how did we get here? How did we get here? How did we get? Let's take a minute and backtrack. How did we get here? To me, that's a very, it's not offensive. It's not argumentative. It's just, how did we get here? And maybe that's a conversation for that negative person in your life. You can pause. How did we get here? How did we get here to this moment? How did we get here? Because I know how I got here. I got up this morning, put on my bossa nova morning jazz, made a cappuccino, saw the credit card bill, shat myself, but realized we're going to take action steps today to get through this. Okay? How did you get here today? Oh, you woke up, you looked in the mirror, saw you're still thin, and you just decided to be negative for the rest of the fucking day? I don't want to hear it. We got fatties out here fighting for our lives. You know what I mean? Fighting for our lives. And you wake up naturally thin, you step out of bed naturally thin, and you want to have an attitude. I'm going to tell you this right now. It's like good looking people. I know I'm a good looking person, okay? I can get skeet through life even at my heaviest because I got a great face and thin ankles. I can, no matter what, flirt my way through a situation. But when you have a naturally good-looking friend who's also thin, and then they're negative, why is it? It's always the thin ones are negative, now that I think about it. And I hate to like body shame the other way because I'm not shaming. I'm actually celebrating. I'm like, how did we get here? Let me tell you something right now. If you feel like maybe you're having a little self-reflective moment and you might be that negative person, if you're sitting in your car, right? You're driving your Jetta, skeeting down the road, and you're sitting in a pair of jeans, you know, and they are comfortably laying flat against your tummy. Or if you're in like a pair of like mom jeans that look cool on your figure, you need to figure your life out. Because if you can slip those on in the morning without a tear an indention, a piece of thick skin that just gets ripped up through the zipper, then I don't want to fucking hear it. You're going to be okay. Okay? Yes. Do we need to pay off the credit card? Do we need to get action steps for what we're going to do in business this year? Do we have relationships around us crumbling sometimes? We sure do. But did you wake up thin today? Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. You know, and I've been on my own exploratory self journey. I was looking at my wedding photos. I'm 10 pounds lighter now than I was at the wedding. How did we get here? I lost all the weight on the fucking honeymoon, eating whatever the fuck I wanted. Because you know what I did for the first time in a year and a half? I fucking relaxed. I wasn't stressed. I relaxed. And my body went, enough.
So
that's where I'm at emotionally. This couldn't come at a better time. I love this sponsor of the podcast. We're talking about Talkspace. Putting yourself first in the new year doesn't have to be a challenge. Thanks to Talkspace. Using Talkspace feels a little like having a mental health professional in your pocket. Talkspace offers therapy and psychiatry, and being able to reach out to my provider anytime, anywhere makes taking care of my mental health super easy. Whether I'm working or managing everyday tasks, taking care of my own mental health has never been easier. Working through things in therapy can be tough, but connecting with my therapist isn't. Plus, you can get help with or without insurance. Most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less, which is awesome. I love Talkspace. You know that I'm on the road all the time. And sometimes I just need a go-to. Hey, let me work through this business decision. Hey, let me talk to you about my anxiety and stress, or I'm exhausted on the road. What can I do for self-care tips to make my life easier? Talkspace is awesome. Again, I said through this podcast, we're going to sit at the shallow end of the pool this year and just take a second for the month of January to figure out, really reconnect and figure out what we need to be able to dump back into the deep end, you know, the deep end of life and fun and work and all those things. But we got to sit it out for a little bit and take care of ourselves. And that's why I love Talkspace. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and use code absolutely to match with a licensed therapist today. Go to Talkspace.com and use the code absolutely to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's absolutely and Talkspace.com. Again, get $100 off your first month at Talkspace.com, promo code absolutely. Okay, we're making our vision boards. I do want to remind you. Now, I wanted to do a live episode and do the vision boards. I'm going to try and do this maybe when I'm in LA next week. I'm going to Mexico. Then I got to go to LA. Very exciting stuff. Writing the script for my new show. I have to finish that. I have to finish the edit for the comedy special and a lot of more exciting things happening. So I want to do a live vision board where I just kind of show you guys what I do. Going to figure out if I can do that in LA or Atlanta. But if you want to start your vision boards this week, again, this is not frou-frou, hippy-dippy bullshit. Light a marijuana, take a hit of a vape pen, maybe take a Delta 8 gummy if you're a mommy, and just take some magazines, print out photos of maybe your family, of things you like aesthetically. And I want you, basically for me, the vision board, again, I don't know how many times I have to say this. I did this ironically in 2018. I was hungover, I got high, and I loved to scrapbook. I love scrapbooking. It is so much fun. I like doing tactile things with my hands and making collages because it turns my brain off. It's very calming for me. And if I take a gummy or hit a weed pen, I could scrapbook for 4.5 days. Like it's the opposite of an Adderall. Like I am just fucking in the zone. So what I do for my vision board is I have a little section for like business. I write down all the things that I ever want to accomplish in my life. And then I do narrow down some things for that year. Like, okay, I want to get this comedy special sold. I want to do X, Y, Z. I want to get the show picked up, da, 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 have a successful tour, yada, yada, yada. And all of those things, I write that down. And then I write down things for my family. All right, I want, you know, to raise happy kids in Italy. That's like, I want to go to Italy in the summers with my children, have them speak a language. And you know what's weird? I've never put down kids on my vision board. So I think I'm kind of having this turning moment where I'm like, the idea of family, creating a family. I look at Jeff and although he drives me nuts, he's very cute and he has a wonderful soul. I look at him, I'm like, I want to start a family. But I do have a lot of things that I need to accomplish this year before starting the family. But it's in the back of my mind. So for the first time, I felt vulnerable putting, you know, a photo or like writing down, I want to raise my kids here. This is what I want my family to look like. And then I put places I want to travel and just dream whatever. You know what's so fucking insane? My mom's been doing a vision board too. This bitch had a photo of a yacht And she printed it out off like Travel and Leisure. And she was like, I'm not putting this on my vision board. Too expensive. And I'm like, Mom, it's a vision board. You are nick. This is how cheap this bitch is. She is nickeling and diming her own future visions. I said, you're 75. If you got 20 more years on this earth, we're fucking lucky. Put the yacht on the fucking vision board, Mom. This bitch is shaking me down to take her to Dubai to find her a sheik. I keep telling her, we're not wanted in the Middle East. They're wonderful people from the Middle East, but specifically, she wants some like oil tycoon who probably has 10 brides. I'm like, Mom, let's lean a little more tall, dark, and handsome Spaniard. Like, let's go to Spain. Let's hit a Portugal moment. Maybe touch, go over and, you know, get our feet wet somewhere and I don't know, Greece. Like, you know, they got yachts over there too, bitch. She's like, I'm not putting this on my vision board. Too expensive. I'm not even putting a beach vacation. Too expensive. I'm like, you own a place in the Turks and Caicos. You're nickeling and diming your own fucking thing. It's not what a vision board is. Like, what are we doing? How did we get here? So put down everything. Obviously have some realistic goals, but then just put shit down. And I swear to God, it's something like you make a contract with yourself that says, I'm going to put myself in positions that just bring me towards this energy. It's just, I think it's just positive. Whatever you believe in, whatever God you believe in, I just think it's a positive, fun way to turn off your brain for a second, get creative, do something tactile that's calming, put on a nice playlist, put on my podcast, fucking cut some things out, glue them on a poster board, and you know what? Set it and forget it. It's a crock pot of life, baby. But don't ever think that anything's too big or too wild for the vision board. I put on my vision board in 2019, Netflix comedy. And I got to shoot something. I was part of the Netflix as a comedy festival that lives on Netflix. So I did 7 minutes on Netflix. And you know what? This year we're striving to get the whole thing picked up. I want my TV show picked up. I put Hollywood Reporter. I'm coming out in the Hollywood Reporter in January. I didn't even realize I wrote down specific things that are starting to come true. And I know everybody thinks, oh, it's entertainment. Once you strike it big. Guys, I've been fighting to get my TV show made for 6 fucking years. I have been in more pitches, more meetings, more this, been told no more times, still get told no on a regular basis. So it's not all just because you think, oh, now I'm having success. It is a fucking grind every day. And whatever you're wanting to do, you know, people forget that I struggled for 12, 13 years, didn't have a fucking pot to piss in. And then finally, after I paid my dues, shit started rolling off. But I still got a tour to finish. I got to go out there and do the work. So don't look at this and think you're not going to do the work. You are. You're going to do the work. But just remember, everybody's got to start somewhere. And I'm starting in my mom's basement. How did we get here? My dad died. Okay. Let's get to the voicemails. I want to hear what y'all have been up to. I know last week I asked you to call in with your rose and thorns. So let's get into it. I want to hear what y'all are bringing in, the hot heat you're bringing into 2023. And I just want you to know that this podcast brings me so much joy. And I'm glad we can work through this shit together. I was driving in my car today post CBS. I was like, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about closing the door on negative shit and walking in a positive way of thinking. You can be everything's everyone's fault. Nothing's ever going to happen. Or you can say, you know what? We got to pivot. We got to fucking pivot. I'm at my jazz recital in the fourth grade right now. I'm going to do a, you know, a box step and I'm going to pivot. You got to do what you got to do. Let's get to the voicemails.
Hey, Heather, this is Sienna calling from sunny California, which is now rainy. I wanted to give you my rose and my thorn for 2022/2023. So I'm going to start with the positive. So today I'm driving back home. It's a 3.5-hour drive and I'm being a responsible adult and I'm looking at my tires and I find a nail on my tire. So I go to get it fixed. I go to pay and they give it to me on the house. So I'm like, oh my God, I've got Conra points for the year. Like, this is awesome. I love my life. Okay. Yay. So that's the positive. Now on to the negative. So this is a good story for everybody to listen to. So buckle the fuck up. I am out on the streets trying to find myself a man, have a good time, and I go on a date. And the amount of bamboozlement and swindling during this date is absolutely unreal. So first off, I meet this nice man who looks like a normal human being at a wine bar. Three glasses of wine later, I basically am, you know, kind of like, whatever, you know, I'm going to have a good time and, you know, enjoy my life, no regrets, YOLO, DOLO. And basically, long story short, this is half my fault, but whatever, details. I end up making up with this man at the bar, go back to his car like an idiot, and proceed to then say, continue said makeout session where, mind you, slaps me in the face and tells me to make him a sandwich, okay? So absolutely fucking not to strangers slapping you and telling you to make them a sandwich. So, you know, positive and negative people. I'm just going to keep rolling with the positive energy that I got today. And yeah, thanks so much, Heather. Bye.
Sister friend, thank you for calling in. This was a roller coaster of emotion. Here you were starting off so positive, you know, the rose of your year. You were what? Doing what? Being safe and smart. And you checked your tires. Something that I think another thing that we could take into this year is let's be, like I said last year, proactive, not reactive. But you know what we can do? Let's check the oil in our car, girlies. Even if you got to call a brother or a friend or a guy you're talking to on Tinder, let's check the oil in the car. Why don't we start January, even if you live in the Arctic tundra, by refilling the window washing fluid, which is such a, there's nothing fucking worse than when you go to clean your windshield and it's dry and you're on a road trip and you got 25 fucking bugs just stuck on the windshield and you can't do nothing. And you got to stick your head out of the car like fucking Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. Remember when he's just got to drive with his head out the car? Is that Ace Ventura? I think every character, he had to drive with his head out of the car. Anyways, love that. Love that we were being proactive. And what? Did we show a little tit to get a free service? We sure did. Now the negative. This is insane. Talk about somebody in a negative space. I don't have words for this. You're hooking up with this man. First of all, you met him at a wine bar. We all know Cabernet, Sauvignon, little Pinot Noir. I can have 12 tequilas and make better decisions than me off a bottle and a half of wine. You know it. I know it. What is it? What is it about that grape elixir that makes us make horrible decisions? I have never had a night where I was like, I was drinking dirty martinis and ended up in jail. I had 6 bottles of Chianti and ended up in a Jell-O, in a baby pool, in Jell-O, topless, finding a one-armed woman. You know what I mean? It's the wine. And then the next day when you have a wine hangover, you're fucking you're dying. I'm not dying after a dirty martini hangover, but it only takes 3 of those to set your tits back. You know what I mean? It takes 45 bottles of wine to get the party started. And then you're in the backseat of this man's car. And what did he do? He assaulted you and said, make me a sandwich. How did we get here? I don't know. How did we get here? Maybe that's a New Year's resolution. We're not meeting any of these dudes for first dates at a wine bar. I'll meet you to Buffalo Wild Wings. Give 2 Coors Lights and some tendies and make a great game time decision. I think wine bars got to be off the table. What concerns me the most is this man slapped you. Now, listen, I like it rough a little bit. And I hope that you had a consensual conversation with this beforehand. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not trying to laugh, but I know you had a laugh about this. But like, make me a sandwich? Talk about some trauma that this man needs to go through or has been through. Also, that's the most, like, Talladega Nights, basic country bullshit. Make me a sandwich, darling. Be better. In the words of Melania Trump, be best. What? Make me a Sanny sandwich? Make me a Sammy? Get out of here. Absolutely fucking not. Hope you bit his dick. You're like, this fantasy doesn't even play out. I can't make you a sandwich. I'm in the back of my car. We're in a RAV4, buddy. What do you think? I have just some loose deli meat in the console? I don't. If you were fucking in the kitchen, you know what I mean? There was a little rough play and he slapped you on the ass and was like, make me a sandwich. That would make sense. We're in a kitchen. That's the environment. You know? If you had nothing but an apron on and make me a sandwich, that would make sense. Fuck, if you were fucking in the backseat of your RAV4 behind a deli, that would make sense. Outside of a wine bar, I don't get it. God, you know what? I was trying to give some advice to one of my girlfriends who's also single and out there mingling, and I said, lower your expectations. And that's how I feel about a lot of relationships. I'm lowering my expectations, and then I'm just being surprised in the end. You know what I mean? But that's tragic. Like, you seem like you have a great attitude about it, and I've been in some, like, really awkward, harrowing sexual experiences, but yeah, that'd be a thorn of the fucking year. It would have made more sense if he would have said something like, if he was trying to be kinky and he's like, you know what I mean? Like, stomp those grapes, baby. Or pop my cork. Or, you know, maybe he pulls a cork and he's like, can I put this in your butt? And you're like, yeah, whatever. Time and place. I don't like it when people can't, if you can't play the game, you know what I mean? If I'm in Mexico and I'm trying to role play with Jeff and he doesn't want to bring guacamole into the mix, I don't know what to do here. It's not going to work. God, I'm so stressed out for you. I'm sorry that situation happened to you. What a douche. Report him. But also, like, make me a sandwich. Rudimentary. Basic. Be more creative, gentlemen. For fuck's sake. Let's get to the next voicemail.
Hey, Heather. Happy New Year. It's Jerry Lynn from the hill country of Texas, Fredericksburg. I'm calling with your rose and thorn question. So I would like to give 2022's rose and thorn to me losing my job at a hospital where I helped deal with COVID and then ended up losing my job due to COVID. So that was my thorn. But my rose was, at 55 years old, I started my own business and it is thriving. And I am so excited to have this opportunity that I wouldn't have had if I didn't lose my job. So yay for the thorn. Looking forward to seeing you in Austin in a few weeks. Let me know if you want to come out to the Hill Country and have some wine before or after. And would love to show you around. Love and light. Happy 2023. See you later.
Jerry Lynn, I love that positivity. And one, I'm sorry that you lost your job, but look at how we pivoted. How did we get here? We got here because we said, you know what? Sometimes, what do they say? A setback is a setup for a comeback. I hate that. I hate that so much. But every time I've been told no, I go, it's because I'm going to get told yes at the place I need to get told yes. And Jerry Lynn, I love that positivity. You know, we're not trying to be fucking unrealistic about shit. Losing your job's bullshit. I have friends that have been let go because all these companies were, I mean, are we in a recession? Are we not? Nobody fucking knows. Scale back, but be responsible. But isn't that some horse shit? You put in all this effort and for them just to be like, don't need you. But look what you did. You opened your own business and you're thriving. And I bet you, can I guess what that business is? Since you have a medical degree? I bet you do house calls for UTIs. Do you know how painful a UTI is? We all know. And you know when you're in the fetal position in the bathroom because you're like, it just burns and it won't come out, but it's also coming out and you can't control it? You know what I'd do? I'd call Jerry Lynn and say, Jerry Lynn, get a long Q-tip over here. Let's swab this bitch, do a culture, and bring me some AZO pills. And if you're doing an at-home UTI, yeast infection, free bleed, you know, company, I'll invest. Let me know. Call the money guy tomorrow. I'm investing in Jerry Lynn. Why? Because you branched off and you did your own thing. And I love that. I love that. I love that journey for you. We lost a job, but how did we pivot? We branched out and did our own thing. Probably what you were meant to do in the first place. And I'm an entrepreneur and it's terrifying. And I never know, like, this could all end tomorrow and the tour could suck and you guys could throw tomatoes at me and I would be, and you know, I don't know, something crazy could happen. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is given. So you know what we got to do? We got to work our asses off and do what we can do with the stuff we got. And if we hate what we're doing, let's take a second. Remember, We're going to take a second and figure it out. Take a beat. This whole idea, you got to jump into shit. You know what I mean? Got to work out. My New Year's resolution. No. Your resolution should be a little fucking self-care. Let's figure it out. Write down the five things that really bring you joy. But there's always got to be action steps behind stuff. We can't talk. We got to walk. We got to do it. We got to roll. And I'd love to come to Hill Country and drink some wine. I won't meet you at a wine bar, bitch, though, because I know what happens there. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Heather. This is Rachel from California. I'm sending another voicemail because my dog ran away during the last one. But sharing my rose and thorn for 2022, the thorn was going through the worst breakup of my life. But the rose was after that breakup. I dyed my hair, got a new car, got promoted, booked my first paid comedy show, and got lip filler, which my ex always told me I was not allowed to get. So fuck you to him. Absolutely not to men telling you what you can do and what you can inject into your face. And absolutely yes to me looking better than ever. Love and light.
Let me tell you this right now. This is the most invigorating voicemail. This bitch said, I broke up with the ex. You know what I did? I went straight to a plastic surgeon and I got those lips filled, bitch. You dyed your hair. Knew you. Literally knew you, bitch. You booked your first comedy gig. Hell yeah. Get paid to talk about your pussy on stage. That's my girl. And you know, I love those guys. Like, do what you want with your face, always. But I love the guys who are like, no, don't get Botox. And then my friends' husbands are like, oh, Botox is expensive. And then they're like, you look tired. Yeah, no shit, Mikey, because we're dealing with your fucking kids. And you always wear a baseball hat so you can cover up your forehead. Obviously, we can all overdo things and we don't need filler and all that shit. But if it makes you feel good and you feel like you got these new DSLs, go to a comedy show. Sling your new jokes at your new juicy lips, bitch. Do what you want to do because you deserve it. You know what I mean? You're doing it for you. And listen, we had a lot of voicemails that I didn't end up playing. You know, I had a couple gals sobbing on me. I'm going through a transition. This is hard. Or I had a bad breakup. What do I do? And I said, you know what? This is the kind of energy. I was going to play them. And then I realized this is the kind of energy. It's nobody's going to tell me I can't do it. I'm going to do it. And you're going to set yourself up in a great way. Now, let's not go too crazy with the lip fillers, okay? You know what I mean? We don't want to end up on botch. But if you need a little fill, you do a little fill, girl. You know what I mean? If you do a little fill. Dude, the first time I ever went to go get Botox, I went into Dr. Nelson Castillo's office and I just got naked. And he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, just look at everything and tell me, how did we get here? You know what I mean? Literally, Dr. Nelson, if you hear this, he texted me today to go to lunch and we're going to reschedule it for when I get back. But I'm like, I walked in, I was like, tits are saggy. Fupa's riding low. You know what I mean? Areolas are perfect, but the breasts don't sit where they used to. You know? And I've never had lip fill. That is my one thing. I got under eye fill once. Kind of, it was okay. Didn't really need it. I already have like a very full face. But I've only had Botox. And I got like the tear troughs filled. And it was good. But I just kind of looked puffy. You know, maybe I'll look at it in a year or two. But it wasn't my thing. I really already have enough fat in my face. I have a very full face. But the Botox, baby, frees me up. So, honey, if you had thin lips, if you were a thin-lipped bitch, I'm a thin ankle bitch. If you were a thin-lipped bitch, you just bump them up. You know what I mean? Bump that shit up. And there's nothing better than a hot female comedian with big lips. That's what I'm saying. Because you know what you're going to be doing with them? Talking shit. But I love the energy you had. You said, listen, fuck it. I was in a bad relationship. I got out of it. This guy told me I couldn't do this, this, this. I'm going to do it. And I am woman, hear me roar. And I know we have a lot of supportive, wonderful guys that listen to the podcast. So guys, if you're listening, maybe in, you could totally tell this to a girlfriend like a friend who's just a girl in a very platonic way. Hey, girl, you got it this year. And let's also remind the guys in our lives, you got it, big daddy. Let's do this together. We're better when we do it together. You know what we're not doing? Going to that fucking CVS because it's a toxic work environment. and the carpet's filthy. And while you've done everything you can to try and facilitate a positive environment, when you go in as a patron and a shopper, you know that you can't fix that. And you got to take a step off the plank and just dive back in to the other pool of pharmacies and find somebody who can smile and find some other place that's less chaotic. Because why are we still swirling? Why are we still swimming in the deep end, getting bit by piranhas when we could go over to the shallow end, sit on the steps for a minute and reflect? Doesn't mean we're not going to dive back in and try and fix the problem. But what are we going to do? We're going to hang out on the steps in the shallow end and catch our breath and think about what we're going to get from the snack bar. Because you know what that is? That's starting the year off right. We're slowly rolling into it and we're starting the year off right. And if I don't have the best fucking analogies in the world of podcasting and give you all the best fucking advice, I don't know who I am anymore. But you know what? I don't know how we got here, but I do know how we got here. Because we're fucking crushing it and we're doing it together. Also, big shout out to this wonderful woman named Paige who met me in Trader Joe's today. She was so kind. She said she got Christmas gifts of tickets to my show in Augusta. So I'm going to see her at the Augusta show. And all y'all tagging me in your tickets that you're coming this spring, it just warms my heart. And I am so excited to work through this emotional fucking crazy, like we're all in our head thinking that we don't know what's going on, but we do know what's going on. And in the words of, you know, what used to say in improv is don't think. But also think at the top of your intelligence. Honestly, improv is like my love, but also terrible. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we just need a timeout in the shallow end of the pool. Doesn't mean we're not going to figure that out. Doesn't mean we're not going to get back into dating. Doesn't mean we're not going to look for a new job. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to sit for January in the shallow end, regroup, catch our breath, figure out what makes us happy, figure out what we want to do next, write down our anxieties at night on a little piece of paper, set it on fire in the morning, bossa nova jazz while we make our cappuccino, and one foot in front of the other. We're not going to do a fucking cleanse. We're not going to do a fucking detox. If you want to go to the gym, fantastic. My goal is I want to get stronger. I've lost all my muscle. I'm ready to get ripped again. Just ripped. Didn't say lose weight. Gonna get strong. I want a fat ass. I want a fat ass. I want to show up at Radio City on June 17th for my comedy show with the eyes of New York on me. People going, did she get a BBL? Nah, bitch. I did download this app though, and I just want to share this with you guys. I follow this guy on Instagram and I'm obsessed with him. And I just started his program. If you want to build a big ass, he's a glute builder. His Instagram is R-A-U-V-E, Rav Suave. Rav Suave, like Rico Suave. R-A-U-V-E-S-U-A-V-E, Rav Suave. And he has this app. It's called the Good Fitness app. And it was like $80 for 3 months. And I'm doing it. And it totally makes sense. He has an at-home. This is not sponsored. I just follow him. And I decided, fuck this. I used to have a really perky ass. And I've been sitting on it too much. And that's my goal. I said, I want to build a big ass this year. That's all I want. I want my juicy butt back. I don't want to pancake titties and pancake ass. I want to juice it back up. That seems fine. I want to get back into Pilates again. I enjoy that. I'm not going to make exercise a punishment. I enjoy it. I'm going to do shit that I enjoy. I love building a fat ass and we're going to fucking do it. All right. I love you guys. I mean it. Again, you can get tickets at heatheruntour.com. I'm coming to in January. I've got 3 shows in Austin, Texas at the Paramount Theater. Then I'm going to Augusta. I've got 2 shows in Charleston. And then we're going all over the fucking country. We are hitting the ground running. This is the chunk of the comeback tour. We're going to be introducing all the new merch, which I'm so excited about. It's so fucking good. You're going to love it. Got some new collabs with Mr. Eatwell. We're going to be restocking the wine suit and the parm suit and all that shit that's sold out. And the tour merch is going to be limited edition. It's going to sell out too. We're going to like hit it and then you can't get it again. Come out to see the shows. And if you DM me and you're coming to see the shows, you got tickets. Just want you to know, I love you guys. And I can't wait to giggle with you on the road. I love you. I mean it. How did we get here? We don't know, but we're going to keep moving in the right direction. I'll talk to you on the next episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. And as always, you can call in 800-213-7503 to the Absolutely Not line. Ciao, bella. Arrivederci. Adios, amigos. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon. Yeah.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.